Shop the Sherwin-Williams Winter Sale and get 30% off paints and stains January 9th through the 19th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Hi, and welcome to the 5-Minute Business Boost, where you get to choose your 5-Minute Investment. I'm your host, Sam Hicks, and I'll be discussing topics under the headings of business development, marketing, photography, and more. Today, I'm exploring a little bit of a passion of mine, and that is the significance of small businesses participating in buy local campaigns. So let's delve deeper into the advantages for small business owners and how these campaigns can resonate with residents. And there's a few tips and tricks. You know me, can't help myself. So, what are buy local campaigns? So these campaigns basically promote buy local. Sometimes they're known as shop local, buy independent, as well as local branding, to inform customers on the benefit that independent local businesses offer to the local economy, society. So basically just encourages everybody living locally to buy locally, rather than buying online from the big chains. So some interesting ones around Victoria have included Go Local First, Eat Love Local Campaigns. Now that came, I think, from Bass Coast Shire Council. Love Mitchell from Mitchell Shire Council. Shop Local, Eat Local Campaign from South Gippsland. So there are many types. People do them all over the world. Even there is a Shop Local Campaign, Be Part of Your Community in New South Wales. So everybody does it. So buy local campaigns can be a really powerful tool to help promote and sustain independent businesses and neighbourhood-serving business districts. All small towns, and I'm talking rurally, of course, have little business districts, whether it be an industrial site or a group of shops, etc. When a well-defined and organised and sustainable buy local campaign is introduced, it can boost local consumer spending and strengthen that local culture around buy local. For me, it's vital in our rural areas. Each town or shire needs to have a buy local campaign, which can be run by local government and or a business and or a tourism group. But I think it's much wider than just retail, you know, the old bricks and mortar shop. I think it applies to everyone. Just think about our local markets. Not only does shopping or buying locally from the farmer's market down the road or other local markets reduce waste from packaging, because, you know, we all take our own bags and stuff, but it reduces the use of fossil fuels because, you know, you're not driving so far. And you would think that thinking about food miles, because, you know, food miles measure that distance food travels from the point of preparation to the point of consumption, we'd all be driving less. So therefore, the food miles are less. So when evaluating the environmental impact of food, including its carbon footprint, food miles are just that one component taken into consideration. Now, I'm not sure this is on everybody's mind when they visit a market, but if the market is close and the producers are even closer, well, it's that. It's low food miles. Anyway, I digress. Beyond the advantages I've already sort of started to talk about, there are more benefits for small business owners when they join in with buy local campaigns. One significant advantage is improved sustainability. Supporting a local business reduces the need for long distance shipping and encourages environmentally friendly practices. This in turn can lead to smaller carbon footprints for your business. There it is, it's food miles again, but now it's retail miles. Additionally, participating in these campaigns often results in increased sales and revenue. When residents understand the value of buying local, they're more likely to choose your products or services over a large non-local competitor or the larger online big boys. This loyalty can lead to further consistent sales and a form a steady customer base, because once they've bought once, you want them to keep coming back. But what about the residents themselves? How do they benefit from these campaigns? Well, from a local resident's perspective, buying local campaigns makes it easy to identify and support businesses with their community. You only have to look at buy local guides where they list businesses, or it might be a business directory. by being involved as a small business, residents such as myself can identify those businesses much quickly. So that resident gains access to unique handcrafted and locally sourced products or services, which can't be easily replicated by the larger chains. Plus, it fosters a sense of connection, knowing the people behind the business they're supporting, because 9 times out of 10, the person standing behind the counter, especially in brick and mortar retail, is the owner. For local residents, seeing, learning and understanding more about these campaigns can lead to a stronger and more vibrant community, because it can mean more employment opportunities and the potential for local businesses to give back to the community just by buying locally. For a business, it is about your customers, who will not only enjoy better products and services, but also feel a sense of pride and ownership in their community's economic growth. Now, I know people, when they go down the street and buy something, they don't sit there and think about it. But this is what happens. So, there are 4 little points I just want to expand on. Values, choice, building community wealth, and creating those cultural shifts. So let's get crack-a-lacking. Point number 1, value versus cheapness. So let's talk about this one. Value should be defined beyond the cheapest product or service. We really need to emphasize factors like product lifespan, where it was built, was it grown locally, and of course, customer service. And if there's a recycling component, well, that's a winner-winner chicken dinner moment. So think about the value versus the cheapness. Is it cheap? Are you going to end up putting it into landfill? Or is it more expensive and the value, yes, is higher, but it's locally made and it's robust? It's going to last a long time. The other thing that underpins all this is that buy local campaigns really need to have that strong part of storytelling. So that involving that local business can make that point memorable, and I think is a huge part of buy local campaigns when you see something that has been locally made or constructed. Point 2. Community character and consumer choice. So independent businesses play a vital role in maintaining a community's distinct character. Those businesses provide a diversity and unique choices, enhancing community options. You only have to go into several of the gift shops across our shire and you'll see they've all got slightly different takes on retail items. And yes, there might be, you know, a double up from one shop to another, but some people have a very individual style and they purchase products or make products or source local products for their giftware lines in their shop that are really unique and sometimes can speak to a very large, broad section of the community. Regions have points of difference. So, for example, Murrindene Shire is home to nearly 80% of Australia's trout that is grown here, not to mention stone fruit. Okay, I digress into the food sector because that's what I know about. But you think about it, each region or each town is known for something. And if that is transposed into the retail items, well, there you go. You are picking up on the community character. Number 3, building local wealth and job creation. So spending at local independent businesses leads to a higher economic multiplier, benefiting the local economy. Retailers, large and small, all employ, support, sponsor, and supply locally. Think of how many local events are sponsored by our region's businesses. There are many, and they wouldn't survive if they didn't have that business sponsorship. Local businesses create more jobs per sales dollar compared to larger retail chain competitors, contributing to job creation. Now, this gets a little bit nerdy, sorry guys, but this direct quote that SMEs, small and medium-sized enterprises, account to 60 to 70% of jobs in most OECD countries. When in Australia, trade and goods services indicator says it's 27.1% of GDP. So local businesses are important. They're making up the backbone of our economy. Now, what is OECD? Well, like I said, it's a nerd alert. It's the Organisation for Economic Cooperation and Development. And it's a unique forum where governments of 37 democracies with market-based economies collaborate to develop policy standards to promote sustainable economic growth. Told you it was nerdy. Sorry, you won't be tested on that part, but there you go. So, number 4, creating a cultural shift. The ultimate goal of buying local campaigns is to create or maintain a cultural shift where residents identify themselves as supporter of local small businesses, and it encourages them to think local first. Any Buy Local campaign should be showcasing the benefits to consumers and the broader community of buying local, supporting local, or even my favourite one, referring local. Doesn't cost anything to refer a local small business. So, final point, defining local, which is number five, which is an addition because, you know, I said 4 points, but here we go, buy. Defining local. So this is an interesting one. Many years ago, a local florist on Facebook asked the question about what is local. It was remarkable to see what people actually defined as local. So was it just in their town, in the shire, or around the corner? Anything from a town boundary within 25 to 50 kilometres of their home, or in the immediate area or the neighbourhood? Or was it right across the region? So now, according to Google, Google says it's important to emphasise that local refers to local ownership that could be locally sourced, grown or bought, perhaps not just the physical location of the business. So what does local mean to you? Interesting thought. Now, another question that came up in my head. Do consumers really want to buy local? Buying local also contributes to a greater sense of fulfilment for consumers. Now, according to Global Data, they report that 41% of respondents somewhat agreed that supporting the local community was more important than buying from larger multinational brands, while 22% strongly agreed and only 7% strongly disagreed. So, we do want to buy local. Well, 41% of us anyway. So, to sum it up, buy local campaigns benefit small business owners by promoting sustainability, increasing revenue and building a loyal consumer base. From a local resident's perspective, these campaigns make it easy to discover and support businesses in the area, fostering that whole sense of community and driving economic growth locally. And never underestimate the power of a warm referral, word of mouth recommendation to friends and relatives, especially when an item was bought locally. For me, buy local campaigns play a crucial role in supporting local businesses, promoting economic resilience, and fostering a sense of community pride. The success of these campaigns depends on effective messaging and collaboration amongst local businesses and residents. An interesting shift in my own head has been around building a base beyond retailers. It's a buy local campaign, and it should be for all businesses. Therefore, buy local campaigns should involve every business of every sector, demographic and location. The inclusion of service providers and diverse local businesses, I think, is crucial for any campaign to be successful. So, here are my top 14 tips for getting involved in a buy local campaign. So if you're a small business owner, listen up. Getting involved in buy local campaigns can be a great way for a small business to boost their visibility and support their local communities. Here are these tips. Let's get cracking. Number one, you need to join in with a local business alliance. Look for a local independent business alliance or a group or an organisation that is buying a buy local campaign. Joining in with them can provide you with resources, support, and a network of like-minded businesses. Number two, when you do sign up for these campaigns, this is most important, you need to display the campaign materials. Proudly display campaign materials in your store or place of business. So this include posters, window decals, counter cards, and any other promotional items that they've come up with. And it identifies you as being part of the campaign. And it can be a talking point. You know, why have you got that counter card there? Why has it got that there? Promote the campaign. Number three. Oh my goodness, I wish people did this more. Use your social media website and other marketing channels to promote the Buy Local campaign. Share campaign messages and encourage your customers to support the cause. Hey, that's great that you've bought this off me. Person next door or the person across the road is also part of this Buy Local campaign. Make sure you go and check out what they've got for sale too. Number four, offer special promotions. Consider offering special promotions or discounts for customers who mention the campaign or show campaign materials. This can incentivize people to choose your business over larger online competitors. Number five, collaborate with other local businesses. It's not that hard, people. Partner up with local businesses that are part of the campaign. You can cross-promote, you can collaborate, or offer joint promotions to increase the impact of the campaign. Participate in any campaign events. Many Buy Local campaigns organise events or activities to promote local businesses. See if you can participate in these events, whether they're at local markets, festivals, or other community gatherings. You've got to be in it to win it. Number seven, engage with the local media. Reach out to local newspapers, radio stations, and TV channels to see if they'd be interested in covering your involvement in the campaign. Local media can help spread the message. Number eight, educate your customers. Take the time to educate your customers about the benefits of buying local and the positive impact it has on the community. Be an advocate for the campaign and its goals. Number nine, share your story. Share your own story as a local business owner. People often connect with personal stories. Explain why you're passionate about your community and the importance of buying local and supporting local businesses. Number 10, encourage employee involvement. So if you've got a team, get them on board with the campaign. They can help spread the word and provide excellent customer service to campaign supporters. Number 11, collect and share customer stories. Encourage your customers to share their positive experiences with your business as part of the campaign. These customer testimonials can be very powerful. Provide feedback to the campaign organisers is number 12. Share your ideas and feedbacks with the organisers of the Buy Local campaign. They may appreciate your input and suggestions for improvement, because if it's going to roll out again, people, we need all the support we can get for feedback. Everybody does. Number 13, stay active all year round. While Buy Local campaigns might have a specific event or season, you know, into the lead up to Christmas, it's important to support local businesses all year round. Continue to promote the message even when the campaign is not happening. Number 14, lucky last, consider long-term partnerships. Think about forming a long-term partnership with local organisations and or campaigns. Your ongoing support can have a lasting positive impact on your community. So that's my 14 tips. Getting involved in a Buy Local campaign is not only a great way to boost your business, but a great way to contribute to the vibrancy and sustainability of your local community. It's a win-win for both small businesses and the customers that you serve. So thanks for listening to the 5-Minute Business Boost. For more information, follow me on social media, sign up for my newsletter, check out the website for up-and-coming workshops and courses, and see how we can work together to reach your small business goals. And remember, anything is possible, especially in the northeast of Victoria. Cheerio, until next time.